have I to fear, leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Let's see if Dave Cran was here. He'd have shouted out what the page number in the old book was, because I can't remember.
Praise the Lord. All right, you may be seated. Grab your Bibles and open the book, if you would, to two places. Psalm chapter 1. If you read a psalm or proverb a day, then you go through 180 days and start over again on July 1st, reading Psalm 1. And so I got so excited reading Psalm 1. I got so depressed this week reading Psalm 1 that I thought we'd go ahead and do it together today. Psalm 1, and then the other place is, again, as you could probably guess, Philippians chapter 3. So two places we want to look in God's Word and draw some things for our lives this week. Appreciate, again, your being in church today. I know we don't have a lot of folks here at Good Samaritan Baptist Church. It seems that God's seemed fit to give me all I can handle to take care of 17 folks and keep us on the right path. And I appreciate, again, that we could just study God's Word together as a church. Some people get distressed when they look around and see all the people that aren't here. But I encourage you, again, just to be strengthened by the fact that God's taking good care of this little group of Christians here. And we are in what Dr. Grady called perilous times. In fact, he talked about the rapture of the church that we look forward to and expect as a post-perilous pre-tribulation rapture. And so as we understand that, we know again that things are going to be different, even as we read last week. Things are going to be different in this old world than they ever have been before as we close out the church age again in this Laodicean church age that we're in, church time, last of the last days. And so as we assemble together, I'd just be encouraged if we gather strength and live our lives in these last days to be a testimony of the saving grace of God. Philippians chapter 2. I'm sorry, Philippians chapter 3 is where we are in our study, and I want to go ahead and pick that up as we continue on in a walk through the book of Philippians. It's been a very slow walk again, but I've enjoyed every ounce of it. And so let's stand for the reading of God's words, and then we'll go ahead and look at some things from these two scriptures. First, in Philippians chapter 3, where we left off last week, Paul says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same thing to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe." There's three points in the next verse. We got through the first point last week, I hope. And we'll get through the second this week. But look at the three points. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 2 says, "Beware of dogs." Dogs are false teachers. And we looked again a great deal at that last week. "Beware of evil workers." And we'll look at exactly who evil workers are and how they're active in our life this week. And then beware of the concision. And we'll go ahead and look at that when we get back to this serious series. Psalm chapter 1. Let's do this. Many have memorized, I trust, this psalm. And many are going to, after they hear us read it today, go home and say, "I'm going to memorize that psalm again." It is a tremendous psalm. The Psalms, again, are organized into, what, four different books. Each of them has what I consider an introductory psalm. And this is kind of an introduction to the whole Psalms. And so let's go ahead and read Psalm chapter 1 aloud and together. It says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Father, praise you. Thank you for your word. Thank you that we could trust it and lean on it. And know again, Father, that you've inspired the very words that we read and assembled them and preserved them so that we could again have faith and trust even what we're reading today from your holy writ. I'll praise you again and thank you, Father, if you help us to be blessed in this day and age that we live. Even according to this promise, help us also, Father, to beware, knowing again that we need to. And Father, I'll praise you again and thank you for encouragement and strength in this portion of Scripture. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated. And as I said, we're living in what's called perilous times. We looked last week at 2 Timothy chapter 3 and 19 perils that are in these perilous times. And so I want to, again, be encouraged and be an encourager as we're in such times as this. It's tough for me sometimes, being a retired military and working for, again, to fight off communism for 23 years of my life, and again, being trained and on everyone to know your enemy in the military. That's one of the jobs, is to know your enemy. And the enemy used to be communist countries taking over the world. Again, we still have that fight going on. However, the communists are now in Washington, D.C. They have invaded again our own country despite a strong military. And they've done that again through our schools. They've done that through our big tech. They've done that through our companies. They've done that through brainwashing very effectively. And our country is in dire shape today, to the point, and again, you could probably talk me out of it, but many have tried, that I don't see any recovery. I really don't. I don't see any recovery for the United States. Even our leading conservatives, if Sean Hannity is one of them, he's out dancing with Bruce Jenner, pretending that he's a she. And so the deplorable state, moral state of our nation, and again, the takeover of our country has already begun. And so we want to look at these bewares with new light and with also with some insight that we could have. Beware of false prophets. We already looked at that. Beware when men deliver you up to councils. That word beware is an interesting one. It, again, has to do with, in the Bible it's used here, beware, four times. It's used see 90 times. So beware again in our vision, being able to see things. Take heed 12 times. Behold 10 times. Look on and look 3 times. And so 135 times that term beware, only 4 times here are used in this context that says, again, according to Noah Webster, that you need to be very alert because there's danger involved. It's not just seeing things, it's seeing the danger that is in things. And so here we have beware of dogs that we looked at last week that had to do with Isaiah chapter 56 and the idea that the dogs again are invaded. The watchmen, as it says there in that chapter that we looked at last week. And so having a watchman, a pastor over top and overseeing your life is so important in this day and age. Again, it's not important to the most of Christianity, but it's important, again, for two believers to have someone who's digging into and teaching God's Word and has eyes to see and will be a watchman, not a dog, not out for his own concerns, as Paul mentioned there in Philippians. So we looked at that, the importance, again, of having someone who can dig into the times and knows the times and will preach the times. And again, we want to be aware of that necessity. And then here it says, beware of evil workers. Beware of evil workers. And so again, that the idea is that we need to restrain or generally restrict oneself or guard oneself, to regard with great caution, to restrain oneself from dangerous, injurious, and improper persons, to avoid and to take care. And so as we look at, again, the importance of that, again, I just want to focus just a little bit on the plight of our country. For a long time, for all my life, again, yeah, we've been in a place where I could have great honor and respect for our country, its directions, its purposes, and its goals. There's a term called cynical, and I've run into cynical preachers, and I'm afraid right now you're seeing your pastor turn into a cynic again, being cynical. And that word means this: believing that people are motivated by self-interest, distrustful of human sincerity or integrity. And listen, I am distrustful of our government more now than I have ever been in my life. I have seen our government lie. I've seen our government cheat. I've seen our government brainwash a society. I've seen them convinced that they should wear a mask when a mask will provide absolutely no protection from the coronavirus. None. Zip. Nada. And yet, boy, they brainwash. They, you know, just force and required people to do that. The vaccine has no protection whatsoever against the coronavirus. Listen to me. Has none. The studies are already out there. In fact, you're getting a vaccine, and they promoted that. They pushed people. They pried on people. And they, again, offered rewards to people. And they, even now, they have ads on TV that's still running today that I'm a doctor, and I give all of my kids shots. And now they're trying to promote the vaccine for 5-year-olds. Listen, the coronavirus vaccine that was developed through DNA manipulation, through the DRNA virus protection, supposedly. Again, and it manipulates it. I said last week that we are GMOs. We are genetically modified. If you got that vaccine, again, from Myrna or any of the two shot ones, that manipulates RNA, that has no bearing on the coronavirus. In fact, it carries the side effects that the coronavirus carries. And the coronavirus, if you've had it, as many of us had, it has side effects. And those side effects, again, show up in our respiratory system, in the colds, in our sinuses, again, reoccurs. If anyone has any anti-immune diseases, as I do, with arthritis, it causes an inflammation again, and the coronavirus does, but so does the shot. And so you get the shot and you get all the side effects of the coronavirus, but none of the protection of it. And so we've been We've been spoofed. We've been lied to. Joe Biden was in an interview. I made some of this up, but I liked it so much I'm going to preach it just as if it's truth, all right. And so I was in an interview, and he responded to this kind of hostile reporter and said, listen, we cannot fix inflation in a day. And the reporter responded, why not? You did the election. And so we've seen a fixed election. We've seen again that the government that is in charge right now is lying, deceiving, cheating, and everything it does. And it fits this definition right here of evil workers. And so adapting a cynical attitude is going to be something that's absolutely necessary for preachers. When coronavirus came around and they told us to shut down, I said, there ain't no way we're shutting down on Easter. We did not. But they, again, if you think about what they did, they said they wanted all churches shut down because they're non-essential. And on Easter Sunday, there would be no worship in 2020. And many did. Many churches did shut down because the government said to, and we should trust our government. We were hesitant, and we did not shut down. In fact, what we did is we rearranged the way we did things. But boy, I want to tell you that a lot of churches made a mistake and believed the government and shut down. And since then, a lot of churches have come back and realized that, hey, the government is not following the law. It is deceiving us. It is making things up that ain't law. And listen, it's done the same thing with vaccine. And I know a lot of people have been deceived, and a lot of people have taken a experimental vaccine because the government said you must. And I can understand that. Again, some of our folks here had to do it to keep their job. It was either to get the shot or be fired. But again, understand that, hey, we need to come out of this with an understanding that it said first, no masks, no service. Then it said no vax, no service. Yeah. Pretty soon there's going to be a rapture, and they're going to say no mark, no service. That you're not going to, and so they've already tried out the test cases of that, and we are again in a time when our government is indeed an evil worker. Look at Psalms 1 one more time. And let's look at this in a little more detail. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now, let's stop here for a moment and suppose, is our government presently, today, those in charge, is it ungodly? Is it ungodly about abortion? Is it ungodly about sodomy? Is it ungodly about what's being taught in the school system? A lot of people have said that this is no longer a Christian country. And to my response to that is, a country is what it teaches its children in school. A country is what it teaches its children in school. And our schools teach that there is no God, and we are here by random chance. And it has taught that for four generations. And I could find good grounds to say our country is not a Christian country. It was founded on Christian principles. But again, right now, I believe our government fits under this category. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. And we've got counsel of the ungodly in every avenue of our government. From the federal government right on down, especially to New York, which has always had a socialist government, and California, which had a little bit more socialist government. There's like a competition between the two coasts, who's going to be more socialist. But again, understand that that is ungodly. That is a counsel of the ungodly. And I believe in keeping the laws of the land. Well, most of them. I just don't like a helmet law, but just the same. We do our best to keep the laws of the land. But listen, some of the stuff that they've done under executive orders is not laws of the land. And we need to be cognizant and understand that, hey, it's not rebellion. It's not against the Bible to put up and say, hey, I'm not going to do that. I did not wear it. I've gone for 3 years now, and I have not put a mask on yet. I got an old kerchief, and sometimes I'll take this out and hold it over my face. And if they say you can't come in with that over your face, then I'll turn around and leave. I left the hospital. Again, a lot of times the hospitals wouldn't let anyone in without masks. But again, understand that, hey, we need, again, a defiance against what's going on here to understand that we are getting counsel from the ungodly. They have a motivation. They have a drive that's pushing them in a different direction than where we ought to be. So, blessed is man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Now, that doesn't mean you're out there standing in the way, stopping them. That means you're in the way with them. You're going along with their ways. Well, I want to be encouraged again that for Good Samaritan Baptist Church, for our members here, that we need to be cognizant, be careful, that again, the ways of our government, the ways of its leading right now, its socialist, Marxist regime who is pushing things down our throat and then lying about it. What they're saying about January 6th is such a patch of lies, and pretty much everything that they accuse of an insurrection, they've done it. Everything that they accuse someone else of doing, they're guilty of that. And they're throwing things off of them and trying to throw them onto others in that light. And listen, that's the way of sinners. And our government is too often in the way of sinners. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And again, how's our government is concerning the Bible? Does it honor the Bible? Does it honor the Ten Commandments that it's trying to rip out of every courthouse? No, it is scornful of the Bible. Not only that, I believe anyone who's got a modernist ecumenical Bible is scornful of the Bible. They've ripped verses out and thrown them away because it doesn't fit. They've changed 1 Peter there that we're to desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. They've changed that. Every modernist ecumenical Bible changed that you may grow into salvation. They teach that you have to grow into salvation. You have to change your life or you won't be saved. And listen, that's just contrary to the Bible. They are scornful of what the Bible says. And again, I've got shelves and shelves of books that points out the errors of all moderns, starting with the RSV, going down through the NIV, the ESV. All of them, again, change God's Word and are scornful of God's Word. Look again here. It says, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Boy, don't even get comfortable around the scornful. And they're rampant. And so, we've got lots of examples of with this June pride stupidity that they're doing. Trying to be proud of sodomy and of deviant sexual behaviors in America and holding up for a pride point. And look at the churches. I was so depressed just driving through Penn Yan and reading the messages on their churches about come with diversity and everything else they have, promoting the lines of sin, about purity, about holiness, about what God expects from us. What God expects from humanity. And so each of these three categories captures, again, a direction of our government. I got some things here, and we got a minute. Let me go ahead and take a minute and read some of these from Dr. Grady. I already said some stuff about wearing a mask or get a shot. All post-COVID repressive measures constituted one big trial to run and see just how far Big Brother could push. And we're going to see this again in the immediate future. Suffice it to say, Grady has already said, I've read this quote to you, and I want to say this again. Suffice it to say that the end of the church age will be unlike anything we have ever experienced. Now, let me go ahead and say this. Listen, if you're here and you're a Bible believer, and you understand, you've been here for some of our, for the last October prophecy conferences, you understand the structure of things that's going to happen. People say, I'm not even going to be here for that. Why do we need to learn that? We need to learn that again because we're already marching down that path. We're already headed there. And I'm going to say this. This is weird. I don't know how I feel about it yet. But isn't it a blessing to be able to look and say, wow, look at the direction this world is going. It's exactly like what's going to be fulfilled in Revelation. We can do that. We can see the woman on the beast, and we can see, again, the rising of the Catholic Church, and again, the pushes that it does. And we can see the things that we've read in Revelation start to unfold right now in our own government, in our own country. We can see these things unfold, and we can say, wow, sure enough, the Bible's right. That's where we're going. There's going to be a one-world government. There is going to be every nation of this world, including this one. Every nation is going to turn against Israel and go to war against Jehovah God. And we have been blessed, I believe, even in this past couple of years now, to see things revealed, see Satan's hand revealed, see Satan's direction revealed, so that we can understand that, hey, that's where we're headed. Be wise. Be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. On page 46, and I've gone off and on whether I want to read this again. I know that several have gotten the vaccine here for COVID. And I did not make any decision whether we should or shouldn't, and didn't push on this. And probably that was the right thing to do. We need to make up our own minds on this. But again, to see now, to look back and see under all the cover of the direction that things went, it is enlightening again. Israel has all but banned the shot. Again, remember, they were one of the first ones to have 90% of their population vaccinated with the NRA experimental vaccine. And they quickly turned around and said, this thing does not work. This thing does more harm than good. And they have gone the other way now and banned the shot. They're not giving the shot in Israel. Praise the Lord. We're trying to get on another Israel trip. Israel is one of the few countries that there's no shot required to get in. In fact, it's dangerous that they recognize that it is dangerous if you did get the shot because you've had your immune system modified not to the better. Let me just read this again. And Dr. Grady, and I've read several of his sources and his backup sources where he gets his information. Dr. Grady dives deeper than any other Bible scholar that I know. And so he's done his research. He's written four other books that kind of lay out kind of the same attitude, the same idea that Satan is in control of the direction of nations right now. And here's what Dr. Grady said. Several studies reveal that the mRNA jabs are 30 times deadlier than traditional vaccines. As of January 2022, the number of adverse events due to COVID-19 vaccines reported to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website surpassed 1 million incidences. 21,002 COVID vaccine deaths died from getting the COVID vaccine. And 110,000 hospitalizations, along with a total of 1 million COVID vaccine adverse effects recorded. The death count alone totaled more than all vaccine-related fatalities over the past 31 years combined. By comparison, in 1976, President Gerald Ford recalled the emergency swine flu vaccine after the staggering figure of 25 unexpected deaths. And they recalled the vaccine and shut it down, says it's doing more harm than good. The COVID vaccine, as I just read, has recorded over 21,000 deaths from the vaccine alone. And yet many physicians and scientists believe the true numbers are much higher, by as much as a factor of 20 times. This catastrophic estimate reflects the 20 side effects formally listed on the CDC's own webpage, severe thrombosis, blood clotting, nerve damage, paralysis, heart failure, and death. This CDC warning label was conveniently removed by none other than Joe Biden. Again, understand that there is a cover-up about the vaccine, and our government is doing it. Now, I'm not big on conspiracy things. I've always said that our government has more incompetence than it's got conspiracy. And so it's unable to carry a conspiracy, having worked for the government in some very dark alleys for 23 years. Understand that our government is laden with incompetence, and it doesn't have very much brain power to carry on a conspiracy. However, there is a Satan in hell who, can carry on a conspiracy in our country and can cover up election results and can do wondrous things again. Whose side do you suppose he's on in this thing again? He's again looking for a place where everyone must have a mark of the beast before they can buy or sell. And he's test running some things right now. And so again, understand that there has been a massive cover-up for this. Fauci has been up to his chin in the cover-up and the lies and the deceits. The treatments that we have for COVID are far superior than any other, even the flu treatments. And so we can treat COVID, but it's been against the law. It's been poo-pooed. It's been hidden. And again, it's been made so that you can't even get treatments. New York State, you still couldn't get any of the treatments from the hospitals. You had to go out of state to get a treatment for COVID. I can't pronounce all the names of those things that cure COVID. And there's more on the market, but all of them are pushed underground, and the only thing emphasized is getting a shot. And so again, and the shot is ineffective. Everyone that's been promoting the shot, again, Grady goes through and lists every one of them that and all their ads for getting the shot, with the emphasis that on this date they got COVID. Even though they were shot and boosted, they still got COVID. And so again, understand that there is a cover up. And so as we look at that psalm again, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. I want my folks again to understand that there is some counsel of the ungodly that's coming right out of our government. Secondly, that standeth not in the way of sinners. We have sinners. Our government is promoting sin and trying to export it around the world. A gross sin, unbelievable sin. And then lastly, blessed is a man that walketh not, nor standeth, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Let me just go ahead and say, boy, you want to be careful. We want to be careful. And understand, again, that we are on the winning side. And we need to be wise in this day and age. And let that make a difference in our lives. And let me just go ahead and say it'd be a good idea to pray about anything you do. Make sure you pray about it. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Father, praise you. Thank you again, Father, for this Sunday morning. Thank you we can gather together and celebrate independence. And Father, being in a country where we have freedoms, what they are right now. And I pray, Father, that we be cognizant of the forces of evil that are again trying to bring down this nation and are taking the steps that's necessary to do it. Help us to be wise, but help us to have a compassion on our neighbors, on souls. And Father, be quick with a gospel message to those that are perishing. We'll praise you and thank you, Father, for your hand. on our worship today. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord bless you for a sense of that tirade. And again, to understand that, hey, we need to be careful in this day and age that we live in. And let's stand and dismiss with Christ for me. Christ for me. Yes, it's Christ for me. He's my Savior, my Lord and King. I'm so happy, I shout and sing. Christ for me. Yes, it's Christ for me. Every day as I go my way, it is Christ for me. Lord, bless you for being here today.
Oh, how long are you down for?
Oh, Tuesday morning.
I'm going to say you're right on the mercy of money.